I'm Dara Kurtz. I'm the creator of the blog Crazy Perfect Life and author of the book Crush Cancer, available on Amazon.
Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Show with your show host Harry Johal, and today I am very much pleased and excited to invite my guest, Ms. Dara Kurtz, on our show, who is a cancer survivor, and she has not only just fought up with this battle against cancer, but she has also made a determination that she will be empowering and enlightening world that there is a hope left to fight against this, and telling her personal story. She is joining us today to discuss her story as well as tell us about her new book Crush Cancer, which is a number one bestseller on Amazon, and we are going to connect in connection with her shortly. So stay in tune with your show host Harry Johal.
Hi.
A very good evening to you, Miss Dara. I'm very much excited that you are on the show today, and you are here for a very worthy cause, as the world is being affected by cancer, and you are one survivor who has a story to tell. And at the same time, you are not just over here to tell your story. You are here to share something which is very unique, since you have gone through that process. So tell us a little bit about your background. Like, how did you really, go through this, horrific, term which we know as cancer?
So it's been about 4 years since I went through breast cancer. Uh-huh. And at the time I was 42 years old. My kids were 11 and 14, and it came out of nowhere, just like I think these things usually do, and it really caused me to hit the pause button on my life. Completely changed everything. But before that, I was a financial advisor, and I had done that for about 20 years.
Okay. So at what stage did you discover that, you are going through, this cancer, and what was your first reaction about, dealing with it?
Yeah, so I found it relatively early, and I was very lucky. I had a lot of good things going for me, but I still needed to go through a lot of treatments. I went through chemotherapy and surgery and radiation and some more surgery, and it was really hard. My first reaction when I was diagnosed was, why me? Why is this happening to me and my family? What did we do? What did we do to deserve this? Because it was really hard to watch my kids kind of struggle with watching me go through everything. It was a really difficult time for our family.
Correct. So once you, knew about this thing that you have to deal with, this term called cancer, which is in a way, so dangerous even to think, you means a person can really get, paranoid, thinking about that I am suffering from cancer, and, suddenly the whole world seems to be in the state of turmoil. So at what stage did you decide that you really have to have a stronger mind in order to overcome this thing that came your way unexpectedly?
After I went through everything, the chemo and the radiation and the surgery, and I got to this place where the doctor said, okay, Dara, it's time to go back to living your life. I finished everything, and I was really lucky, and they said, okay, go back and I'll come in for routine checkups, but it's time to go back to living your life. And I found myself kind of in this space where I didn't really know how to live my life because I had changed so much. And I felt very fearful, because if cancer had come, if it had come and knocked on my door one time, who's to say it wasn't going to knock on my door another time? And so I had a lot of fear and anxiety that sort of followed me around like my shadow, if you will. And I realized in that space that I basically had two choices. I could let the fear and anxiety kind of take over, or I could actively decide to work through it and focus on myself and really, you know, do a lot of work on myself to kind of work through that fear and anxiety and get to the other side. And so that's what I did.
Correct. Okay, dealing with your personal side, you know, putting the strong foot forward, you know, that you have to deal with it. But, you know, ultimately deciding to be one, you know, who is known as a, you know, cancer crusher today. How did transformation, you know, really happen? At what stage did you decide that, you know, whatever has happened, you have to leave it past, and now you have to, you know, pick the gun against this thing and, you know, emerge as a winner, not just for your own self, but also to enlighten the world about how they can really fight up with the cancer. Give us that part of your side of the story.
After I went through that space where I really was doing a lot of work on myself and I came out on the other side, and I felt like I figured it out. I felt like I knew what I needed to do to really help myself, and I wanted to share that with a lot of other people. And that's when I started my blog, Crazy Perfect Life, and wrote my book, Crush Cancer, because I felt like I wanted to help other people that were in their own personal struggles, that were going through their own cancer diagnosis or had been touched by cancer. And I felt like I had a lot to share that I knew could really help other people. And I kind of viewed it as the something good that came out of something bad.
Absolutely. Something good always comes out of something bad. And exactly. But there are few people, you know, like you, you know, who really believe in this thing that, you know, if something bad has come, definitely there's some great lesson to be learned from it. And it's meant for not just to deal with that situation, but also there's something constructive which can be taken on. Like for yourself, you know, you are today conducting workshops and enlightening people, you know, how they can deal up with a thing like cancer. You have written a wonderful book, which we are going to talk very soon. But I hats off to you that, you know, you didn't, you know, keep this knowledge and keep this fight just for your own self, but you are putting that fight even for the society, and empowering is the first step that any, you know, sensible person can think about to deal with this kind of situations. So at what stage did you decide that, you know, that you are going to be known as a cancer crusher, I would say today? But, you know, in the beginning stages, how did the speaking and engagement part of yourself, you know, developed that you emerged, you know, towards the authorship, you emerged towards, you know, conducting these workshops? Tell us that aspect as well.
So I didn't really know what was going to happen when I started my blog, Crazy Perfect Life. That was the first thing I did. After I kind of worked through a lot of things, and I realized that I didn't want to go back to the job that I had BC before cancer. I had changed a lot, and I realized that I wanted to kind of start writing and find my voice and just kind of put it out there and see what would happen. And so that's when I started my blog, and I heard from people all over the world. I think what I was writing was kind of really resonating with a lot of people, and it just sort of took off. I was writing from my heart. I was being really honest and open about things. I wasn't trying to sugarcoat anything. You know, it was a really hard time for me, what I went through. I didn't have a great attitude when I was going through it. I made things a lot harder for myself. In fact, I didn't really see that there were good things that were going to come from it, because I was kind of stuck in the middle of it. And I didn't have that perspective. So then after I started writing, and things just kind of spiraled in such a great way that I started speaking at conferences, and there's lots of cancer benefits and fundraisers, and I started speaking at those things. And that's really kind of what caused me to write my workshop, Crush Cancer, because that's really sort of a workshop geared towards really helping people not only just go through kind of processing what they've been through, but really trying to focus on getting to the other side of it and living the best life that they can after they go through a hard situation. Because getting a cancer diagnosis doesn't have to define the rest of your life.
Correct. I want to remind my listeners here that right now we have online talks with the book author, Dara Kutz, who has written a wonderful book, Crush Cancer, which is a cancer survivor story, as well as it contains lots of tools about how one can really deal up with this horrific term called cancer. I would encourage you all guys that if anybody is suffering around you, there's a scope still ahead, as we are right now in touch with somebody who has gone through this thing. So please do pay a visit to crazyperfectlife.com and you can get a lot of information about her personal story, and at the same time you can grab a copy of Crush Cancer from Amazon, which is a number one bestseller book, and right now the author is sharing her part of the story with us. So moving ahead, ma'am, you are conducting these workshops and you have written up this book. How have you broken down the entire problem of, you know, surviving cancer and, you know, crushing it down into a book format, and then how you are, you know, putting up all these things in your workshop, a little bit enlightenment on that?
Yeah, so my book was kind of something that I really felt passionate about writing. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to provide people with a book that I needed when I heard those words, "You have cancer." And although there are a lot of books out there, this book really doesn't just share my story. It gives people over 50 different tips and kind of walks someone through the whole journey and the whole process. Mm-hmm. So it really gives immediate tips and takeaways that would have helped me. And it really gives the information that I needed when I was going through what I was going through, and I didn't feel like it was really out there. In addition, I also really wanted to talk to the tribe, if you will, and that's kind of what I call people that are friends and family members of a patient, of someone who's going through cancer. And so at the end of every single chapter, there is what I call a tribe tip, which is advice that a friend or family member really needs to know as they are sort of helping their friend or family member navigate the waters of a cancer diagnosis.
Correct. You have also conducted workshops related to it. So in workshop, what sort of approach do you follow in order for the attendees to be, you know, getting benefit maximum from your side?
In the workshops, we really focus on making peace with the diagnosis and trying to immediately look at yourself as someone who is going to survive, as someone who's going to crush cancer. And so that's kind of where we start with the workshop. It's usually a 2-hour workshop. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of navigate through coming up with your own personal mantra and what to do with the fear and anxiety that you might be feeling, and then sort of how to empower the person by focusing on things they can control, like establishing a self-care practice and eating and nutrition and, you know, all of those things that we can do, meditation, that we have control over. And then we talk a lot about, what does the rest of your life look like? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with the rest of the time that you have? Hopefully you're going to live for a really long time and you've crushed cancer, but, you know, what are your passions? And I really don't want people to just survive. I want people to really, they have a right to live the rest of their lives with passion and excitement and joy. And so we talk a lot about that. And, of course, gratitude, because I think living with gratitude is incredibly important. And something that I try to carry through my day every single day. And I really talk a lot about the benefits of that.
Correct. What sort of tips would you like to share with the listeners that, you know, if somebody, you know, has really, just discovered that the person is suffering from cancer, what sort of initial tips would you recommend in terms of, you know, having an environment around you that of support, the personal feeling that a person should really have in heart, rather than, you know, focusing on the issue itself, or in terms of, you know, what to eat and what not to eat. What would be your recommendation, you know, to crush the cancer?
So the first thing I would say is get a medical team that you feel really good about, that you completely trust. And if you have to get a second or third opinion, then do it. But it's very important that you work with a team of doctors that you feel has your best interest at heart. And so that is unbelievably important. The second thing I would say is, especially while you are trying to kind of collect all the information and you don't exactly know what you're dealing with, because you might hear the words, you have cancer, but then it takes a long time to go through a bunch of tests and run scans and blood work and such to really get a feel for the whole picture, my recommendation would be to stop Googling what you think you have, or stop trying to diagnose yourself. I can't tell you how around the initial time that I was diagnosed, I would get into my bed late at night, and I don't know what would come over me, but I couldn't stop Googling statistics and stages, and I didn't even know what I had. I didn't even know what I was dealing with. And there are a lot of really scary stories out there on the internet.
Yeah.
And you're not helping yourself when you do that.
Absolutely.
There's no better way to ruin a good night's sleep than to get into bed and start Googling all of that stuff. So I would definitely say stay off your computer until the people in the white jackets tell you exactly what you have, and then it's perfectly okay to get that information.
Absolutely. I would agree with you because too much of information around is always not too good for us, because we are not sure how authentic that information is. There are all sort of things surviving on internet, genuine, fake. You know, somebody might be escalating the issue itself to sell a product. So definitely, what you have said, unless it has been diagnosed and, you know, certified by the authorized people, which are the doctors, we should not really think about it. But since you yourself have, you know, overcome this issue, so I will still recommend that there's a best-selling book available, Crush Cancer, written by our guest Dara Kutz, who's on our show. And recommended is that do pay a visit to crazyperfectlife.com, so that you can not only get the mental support and hope that there is a way, you know, to get rid of this issue, but at the same time, some valuable tips can also be gathered from our guest, and hopefully it will be very useful for everyone. Any final message, Ms. Dara, that you would love to share with the listeners before we end today's talks with you?
Nobody asks for a cancer diagnosis. It's not the diagnosis that anyone ever wants to have, but thanks to modern technology and research, we have come so far. That doesn't mean that we don't have a lot farther to go, but we're really lucky to be living at this time, and there's definitely no reason to assume, just because you are diagnosed with cancer, that you can't beat it, that you can't crush cancer and come out stronger after going through it.
Wonderful. That was really lovely. So
thank you.
In fact, we are done with the talk show part, ma'am, and I'll soon update you about the release of the show itself. It was really wonderful, and I'm humbled that you have shared all this information, not just in my book, in this show, but also you have written all these things in your book itself, which will be quite enlightening for people to read and, you know, have that hope, because hope is something which is most essential. No medicine will work unless we have a hope and believe that this thing is possible. There are people who have dealt with this situation. It's not the person is not the first person that who is going through it, but there are people behind them who have got a history, but they have rewritten that history, and personalities like you are always there to inspire. So I'm equally, you know, thankful that all this has been shared on the show itself. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johal on Balabala Radio, inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show, for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.